You have your Bible. Turn to Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. We'll begin reading at verse number 8. The Bible says, "So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led of the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will bear help. And look at something tonight that's that we need in the world more than we've ever needed probably anything in our lives. And that's the Holy Spirit of God to minister to our hearts. But I want to preach on this line tonight, if God will be our help, on attitudes toward the Holy Spirit. Attitudes toward the Holy Spirit. Now, according to Paul's writing here to the Romans, if you're a child of God, if you're a born-again believer, then you have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in you. The Holy Spirit at salvation, He comes into your heart with regenerating a power that regenerates you from the inside out. You say, "Pastor Jeff, what does that mean?" It means He comes in and He takes His power and puts inside you that power that He has from heaven. That word we get our word dynamite from, dynamos. It's it'll have an explosive effect down in your soul. You say, "Well, Pastor, I've never really failed to realize something like that." Well, maybe we need to check up because if something as big as the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, moves into your heart, takes up His abode, it ought to have some kind of effect. It ought to start changing our attitudes, and so we've got more gratitude. Amen? Praise God. Start looking more to the Lord and thanking Him for all that He's done. So when the Holy Spirit does, and if you're a child of God, you are you do have the Holy Spirit. Now, I know there's some places say, "Well, you know, you can have the Holy Spirit, you can lose the Holy Spirit." But if you're a child of God, that was the way the Old Testament worked. But in the New Testament era, praise God, in the day and hour we live, in the day of grace, the Holy Spirit comes in you at salvation and lives in you. Amen? He moves in. He starts cleaning out a place. If we'll give Him, the more we give Him, the bigger place He'll take. And we ought to just give Him our whole lives, lock, stock, and barrel, and just let Him begin to do in us that God would have Him to do for us. Amen? And we begin to see the power of God. He begins to manifest Himself. And we begin to look at things in a wholly different prospect than what we did before. That's when the Holy Spirit moves in. That's when the Holy Spirit, praise God, begins to do the work in our lives that we need Him to do even right now. But there's some things that there's some cause and effect to this. Now I just want to look at a few of those right quickly tonight. We'll look at them together. Amen. In the Word of God, to help us to be more coherent to the things that God would have us to know in the day and hour we live. So that the Holy Spirit begin to work in us and help us that we can help others along the way. That's what it's all about. Just having the Spirit of God living and loving Him like He loved us. He said the greatest commandment was that we love each other like He loved us. Amen. He said, at first He said, love your neighbor as yourself. But then He said, I got one even better than that. He said, love your neighbor like I've loved you. Amen. We'll love each other, care for each other, help each other. Amen. And we can only do that when we have the Holy Spirit of God living in our hearts. And we begin to let it have a preeminence in all that we do, in everything we are. But there's some things that we can do, praise God, that'll hinder the effect. Amen. In our attitudes toward the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we resist the Holy Spirit, and we may resist the Holy Spirit, we can. You can, I can. We can resist the Holy Spirit. Look over in Acts chapter number 7. Or you don't have to. I would
Turn there, I'll read it to you. Acts chapter number 7, verse 51. The Bible says this. He calls them out, the Lord does. He says, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist," watch this, "resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye." So he's calling them out and he says, you know what? You resist the Holy Spirit. He said, your fathers resisted the Holy Spirit. He said, now you're resisting the Holy Spirit. I mean, we got to be careful that we don't resist the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will speak to us. Amen. Now, He doesn't speak to us in an audible voice like I'm talking to you, but He speaks to us through the Word of God, and He begins to minister to us the things of God, that the oracles of God come from heaven and come down through Him, come into us, praise God, because that's where He is. Now, I've told you before, that's bigger than I am. How the third person of the Godhead could, amen, I mean, He's 100% God, but He lives in my heart. And I can't go nowhere with Him because everywhere I go, there He is. Amen. And He's there to minister to me, to help me along the way. But if we ain't careful, it says that we can resist the Holy Spirit. We can resist Him. Amen. How can you resist the Holy Spirit when we refuse to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior? Amen. We hear the gospel. Amen. But we hear, but we don't really listen. Amen. Or you might say we listen, but we don't really hear. Amen. It's just kind of, you know, you're kind of in like a daze in church, and it kind of goes in one ear and out the other, and you're saying, well, I wish he'd hurry up. I wish God'd give him lockjaw, and he'd have sat down and be quiet. Amen? I know how you think. Praise the Lord. I know how his flesh works. Man. But we can resist, praise God, we can resist when the Holy Spirit's dealing our heart, and we resist the Holy Spirit, amen, when He calls us to salvation. He calls us to our Lord Jesus, to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen? That's the most important thing that you can do in this life. I tell people all the time, you know, we take our kids, we train them up, and we send them to school, we make them go to school, we make them learn, we want them to be all this and all that, praise God. When the most important thing that we can teach them is that to love the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept Him as their Savior, that they might be born again. It'd be a horrible thing, praise God, to have our children, our young people, our family members die and go to hell lost without God. Amen? But God doesn't, He come to seek and to save those that was lost. Because He loves us. Amen? But we have to accept Him. To resist the Holy Spirit is to deny and refuse the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Not only to deny the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, but to acknowledge Him. Now listen to me. To acknowledge Him as our Lord. A lot of people can I just get down to where the rubber meets the road tonight? There was a long time in my life, Brother Bobby, that I was saved. I knew Jesus was, I accepted Him as my Lord and my Savior. But there was a long time that I didn't make Him my Lord. I did not allow Him to be my Lord. Amen. Oh me. He was my Savior. I was saved. I knew He was. I accepted Him as my Savior. I knew He saved me. I knew He died for my sins. I believed that with every fiber in me. But there was a long time I run down the road, praise God. I was resisting the Holy Spirit, the teaching and instruction that He had for my life, and I was not allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Lord. Amen? And I come to myself one day, Zach, and I, praise God, I said, you know what? Something's missing. I know Jesus, I know my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but praise God, I'm not receiving the help and all the benefits that blessed old book says I have. And sometimes, Lord God began to deal with my heart, and He began to work in my noggin. Amen. Sometimes it's like the devil's over here, and he said, well, you know, you're good enough. You know, you made a profession. You got baptized. You're good to go. Don't worry about none of that other stuff. But the Holy Spirit's over here and say, hey, listen, the Lord loves you. You know, don't listen to Him because we want to help you. Amen. Praise God. In one day, all that noise in my head, the Holy Spirit of God, come on, He prevailed. Praise God. And He went from my head down into my heart. And I said, glory, hallelujah. That's my Lord and my Savior, praise God. Amen. And He become all things to me. I was seeing things from a total different light. Amen. Praise God. The resistance was gone. The resistance was gone, praise God, when I acknowledged Him as my Lord and my Savior. Praise God. So you can resist the Holy Spirit. Not only can you resist the Holy Spirit, but you can insult the Holy Spirit. Hello? Hope nobody's ever insulted the Holy Spirit. We probably all have. Look over in Hebrews chapter number 10. Hebrews chapter number 10 in verse 26. Now I'm talking about insulting the Holy Spirit. He said, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Amen. He said, if we sin willfully. In other words, we commit willful sin. In other words, the Holy Spirit convicts us of it. He shows us it's wrong, but we do it anyway. Now, let me just say something tonight. The old devil, we pack it off on the devil. We pack a whole lot more on the devil, praise God, than the devil's actually doing. It's most of the time, it's this old flesh that leads us in the wrong directions. Amen. It's this old flesh that gives into sin. But he says, for if we sin willfully after that, we have received the knowledge of truth. So he said, we know what's right. Knowledge of truth is what God says, right? Amen. And said, if we know what's right, he said, and we do wrong anyway. He said, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. He said, in other words, we're going to have to stand and give an account for every one of them things that we've done that's contrary to the Word of God. He said, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation. He said, they something major to expect, which shall devour the adversaries. Now watch this. He said, he that despises Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Amen? Well, now watch this. He ties it together right here in verse 29. He says, so we know the truth. Amen? We know the truth. And he said, we tie it together through Moses. He said, those that despised Moses, those that wouldn't receive the law, wouldn't see what God had, he said, died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Verse 29, he says, of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Amen? So he said that if you want to insult the Holy Spirit, just refuse to give Him and recognize His place in your life. Amen? He said, that's what we do. So we refuse to recognize the place that He belongs in our life. We run along sometimes, and you do, I do. We get so caught up in the world, and we get caught up in life, and we get caught up in living, that we forget that we're living in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're living for Him. Amen? Because He's living for us. The Bible says He ever liveth to make intercession for us. That's why Jesus is alive today. That's why He got up victorious over death and the grave, praise God, for you and me. So that we can have victory in Jesus. Amen? That's why we sing that song, Victory in Jesus. That's where our victory comes from. But he said, we can't insult the Holy Spirit, praise God, by doing those things that's wrong when we know that they're wrong. When we know to do right. Amen. That blood that was shed for us and sanctified, counting it an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. We've insulted the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's in there. Remember, He's still in there. And He's still wooing us and pointing us in the right direction. But you know why we still tend to do wrong? Because of all the clutter in our lives. Our lives are so full of clutter that we can't hear the plain voice of the Spirit trying to guide us in the right direction, guide us in the truths of God. Amen? But when we get a desire for those things, He begins to minister to heart. So when we resist the Holy Spirit, amen, and we insult the Holy Spirit, praise God, then it actually grieves the Holy Spirit. Do you know you can grieve the Holy Spirit till you grieve Him away? Amen? He can't leave out of you, but He'll just go, when you push Him back, He'll finally just step back in the corner and just wait till you realize that you need Him. Amen? I'd rather get up every morning and say, Lord, I'm a perfect person today. I haven't sinned. I haven't thought a bad thought. I haven't done a bad deed. But in a minute, I'm going to throw these feet out of this bed, and I need all the help I can get. Amen? So I don't bring dishonor to your name. So that I don't grieve the Holy Ghost. In Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 30, He says this, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. He said, we don't want to grieve the Holy Ghost. Amen? We don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. We don't want to break the heart of the Holy Spirit or break the heart of God. He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. And he said, this is how we can keep from breaking the heart of God, grieving the Spirit of God. Verse 30 says, 31, he says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Amen. He said, don't do it no more. He said, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Boy, that's a big old word today, ain't it? Well, I ain't going to forgive them. Amen. If you don't forgive, you can't be forgiven. Hello? Amen. He said, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Now watch this. Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. How can I forgive somebody? Because Jesus forgave me. Amen. When I was dead, my trespass is sin, praise God. Ephesians chapter 2, I deserved hell, but He forgave me. He forgave me my sins, praise God, come into my heart and make me one of His little children. Amen. Praise God. So I don't want to insult the Holy Spirit. I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit that I grieve Him away. Amen. How could you ever grieve the Holy Spirit by not being obedient to what He's telling us? By disobedience, failing to obey. Amen. That grieves the Holy Spirit. And then in grieving the Holy Spirit, praise God, we grieve the Lord Jesus Christ and we grieve God the Father. Now I don't want to hurt either one of them because they're there to love on us. So we can resist the Spirit, we can insult the Spirit, we can grieve the Spirit. But the one that we do the most is we quench the Spirit. Amen? You know, when the Holy Spirit's speaking in your heart, you'll just jump up and just wave and say, glory, hallelujah, let me tell you what Jesus did for me today. But then you'll sit there in the old flesh and say, shh, just be quiet, nobody wants to hear that. Amen? Hey, listen, there may nobody in the auditorium want to hear that, but God might. The Lord Jesus, that's why He brought it to your heart in such a fashion. Because He wants you to brag on Him. But if we ain't careful, we quench the Holy Spirit. And Paul's pretty straightforward with that in 1 Thessalonians 5:19. What does he say? He says, quench not the Spirit. Four words. One verse. He said, quench not the Spirit. In other words, he says, don't do it. Do not quench the Spirit. When the Spirit's moving, praise God, listen to it. Amen. Praise God. Ask God to just fill you, praise God, to overflowing, where you can get all that He has for you. I don't want you. I'm kind of greedy when it comes to the Holy Ghost. I like to get all I can. I like to feel the Spirit of God. I like to feel how real it is, praise God. I like to feel God touching me, praise the Lord. I like to feel, as the old rabbi said, I like to feel those bumps of the goose all over me. Amen. Praise God, those goosebumps popping out on you. Goosebumps of the Holy Ghost as He's speaking to our hearts and He's ministering to us in such a way. Praise God, you got in so many different ways, you can't help but like two or three of them. Boy, you just get excited about it and you just think, glory to God, that's my God. He loves me that much. Amen. So why would we ever want to quench the Spirit? Amen. You say, preacher, how can we quench the Spirit? We quench the Spirit when we pour a water of indifference on a fire that the Holy Spirit's trying to kindle up in us. Amen? How many times, don't raise your hand, How many times has the Holy Spirit just really been a nudge in you? Really stirring down your heart. Boy, there's just an excitement. And through indifference, praise God, you just kind of push it off and start thinking about something else. Amen? If we ain't careful, we do that. That's quenching the Spirit, praise God. Instead of just taking that fire that's kindling inside us, praise God, and encouraging it and thinking about it and praising the Lord and giving God the glory for it, we quench it. Take that old water, a water of indifference, and we just throw it on and put the fire out. Amen? We do the same thing in churches. People do it all the time, praise God. Somebody will get excited in the Lord, and somebody look at some old ecclesiastical, long-snouted person will look over and say, well, look at them. What are they trying to prove? Amen? They ain't trying to prove nothing. They just got the Lord Jesus living in their heart, praise God, and they're excited about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to all be excited. Every time we come into church, we ought to have a testimony. Say, Lord, praise God, I thank the Lord for what He did for me. Amen. We all got a testimony of our salvation if we've been saved. Did I ever tell you when I got saved? Amen. Amen. To just about every service, preacher. Amen. Glory to God. March 1976. Jesus come to my heart, saved me by His marvelous grace. Wrote my name in the book of life. Praise God. I ain't been the same since. I ain't been perfect. I'll never be perfect. But I'm serving, I'm living for a perfect Savior. He moved into my heart, praise God. He saved me by His marvelous grace. And then one day when the light come on, I realized that I needed to make Him my Lord and my Savior. Things begin to change. Things begin to start looking better. Amen. When I quit resisting Him and insulting Him and grieving Him and quenching Him. Amen. Can you see how that can play against you in a big way? But when we start receiving Him. Amen. You can resist. You can insult. You can grieve. You can quench the Holy Spirit. But you can also be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? I like that feeling of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5 and 18 said, Be not drunk with wine, where is the excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. That means to be being filled. Amen? It's a continuous thing. We ought to be being filled with the Spirit of God. Ministering to our hearts, praise God. Giving us those things that we need to encourage us day by day. He would go on in verse 19, he says, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. That's not carnal songs, by the way. Achy, breaky heart may sound good, but praise God, it ain't going to help your heart. Amen? Praise God. But those spiritual songs, praise God. He said, making melody in your hearts to who? To the Lord. Amen? And making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now listen to what he says we do. He said we come, praise God, in order to be filled with the Spirit, we come in an attitude of gratitude. Amen? Come with attitude of gratitude. He said giving thanks, verse 20, always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In order to be filled with Spirit, we come with an attitude of gratitude, just thanking God, giving Him praise for what He's doing for us. For every unction that we have, for every realization of how good and how wonderful He is. How He's ministered to us. Now He's given us all these things that we have. Hey, listen, I don't have a thing in this world. I got a place with my name on it over in Weaverville off New Stock Road. I got a few little old trinkets that I throwed around it. Amen, a few vehicles and a house on it. But those ain't mine, they belong to God. They're His. I mean, they're just on loan from the portals of glory. I mean, everything that we have in this world, it belongs to Him. Amen. Including us. Amen. We're just on loan from God. Amen. Praise God. He's ministered to our heart. He's helping us. Praise God. And we ought to be thankful for what He's, who He made us to be. Let me just say this, you young, never be ashamed of who you are. Amen. God made you just exactly the way He wanted you to be. Amen. Glory to God. So just be what God have you to be. Ask Him to help you. And praise God. It makes a difference. Have that attitude of gratitude. An attitude of thanksgiving. Just thanking God, giving Him praise for just being the good God of your life, for helping and the unction that He's given to you. Amen. Then look at verse 21. Here's how we make that happen. He says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So we come with an attitude of humility. Amen. Attitude of humility. An attitude of submission. We submit ourselves to God. And we submit ourselves to one another. To encourage and love each other. Amen. Praise God. And even so, the more as we see today approaching. Getting closer and closer to each other. And closer to our Savior. Looking for that glorious day of His appearing. It's not going to be long. One day in just a little while. Brother Bob, we'll hear that shout. Shout and a trump and a come up hither. One of these days, amen, praise God, whether one at a time or in the rapture, He'll call for us to come home. He'll say, come away, my beloved, come away. Amen. We'll lose gravitation. We'll soar up out of here. Amen, glory to God. As old boy I used to work, I've told you before, old David, he's all time. He said, man, I'd just like to have a cake and fly like Superman. Amen. I said, yeah. I said, I don't need no capes. And one of these days, I'm going to just take a plain air ride. He said, do what? I said, yeah, one of these days, I'm just going to take a plain air ride. The Lord's going to call me up out of here, and I'm going to go on out of here. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm looking forward to that. Amen. Praise God. Take my leave. Leave this old world behind. Praise the Lord. Amen. But He said, we begin to work on ourselves. In closing, let me just share something with you. Jesus said in Luke chapter 24 and 49, He said, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Now that endued is a Greek verb. It means to do something of oneself. It says, in other words, it means putting forth some effort. If we're going to have the right attitude for the Holy Spirit, then we're going to have to put forth some effort. Amen. That when He's unctioning us, when He's moving upon us, when He's directing us, when He's encouraging us, praise God, we've got to recognize that. And we've got to move closer to Him and not farther away. Amen. We don't ever want to move away from the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Something that we don't need to do, is wait passively for God to clothe us and to feed us. Amen? I think we've preached, oh, you know, God's going to take care of me. See, that's what they did in Thessalonians. They said, well, the Lord's coming, so we're just going to kick back and get slack, and we're just going to wait till He gets here. Amen? And people's having to rise up and take care of them and feed them because they just quit doing anything. And that ain't what the church is supposed to do. An attitude, praise God, toward the Holy Spirit is listening, being mindful of Him, and trying to flow with the Spirit. Allowing the Spirit, praise God, to show us what He'd have us to do. Amen. The Lord don't want us to be lazy. Come on. He don't want us to be lazy. Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. Amen. The business was a seeing sinners saved. Amen. In other words, striving actively, ridding ourselves, praise God, of the things in this world that would so easily beset us and keep us from being mindful of the Spirit of God. We work at it. Where do we get that? We get it from the Word of God. See, it's incorporated in our lives as we begin to listen to what God says. Amen? I think our problem is, you know what's wrong with the churches in America today? A lot of even our fundamental independent Bible-believing churches like this one, we've heard this so much, praise God, that we've got immune to it. We'll sit there and we'll say, amen, preacher. Amen, preacher. Amen, preacher. And then we go back out the door just like we come in, and we never do anything differently. Amen. We ought to come to the church and get filled, praise God, with the Spirit of God. We ought to heed what the Spirit's saying to us and do it. You know, Pastor, how can we do it? By incorporating it into our lives. No, we get it through praying. Amen. Asking God to help us to be more mindful of Him. You know what the devil said right then? He said, well, that preacher just don't know how busy I am. If he knew how busy I was, he'd know I ain't got time to be sitting around praying. Amen. Hello. Don't raise your hand. Probably hype the church. Amen. We're busy people. But boy, when we stop and pray and we have earnest prayer, talk to the Lord earnestly. I mean, I'll tell you what, just that little moment of time with Him, it's worth every minute and then some. Amen. We pray. We read our Bible, do a little Bible study. Hello? Now, that ain't as difficult as it used to be. You say, well, preacher, I just don't have time to study my Bible. Now, we've all got cell phones, and there's all kind of apps, Bible apps. You can pull up on your phone now, and you can do a Bible study every day that'll pop up on your phone. Get you a good King James Bible, amen, app. Put that on there, praise God, and have it pop up every morning or at lunch or whenever you can do it, and take time to just have a little Bible study of you and the Lord. It'll improve your day, I guarantee you. It'll give you a little something to talk about at lunchtime. Amen? Those that maybe work with you, go to school with you, that's lost without God. Or maybe those that think they're saved, but they're deceived. Hello? There's a lot of those. They think they're saved. They've made a profession, but they don't have no possession. It's sad, but it's true. Amen? But so we get the praying and we get the Bible study and we start using a little bit of self-discipline. Boy, that's thing, it's rare anymore, isn't it? Self-discipline. It may be, you know, being disciplinarians to ourselves. Oh, we're good at disciplining other people. You know you aren't to do that. Did you see what they did? Amen. They go, we're looking in the mirror of a morning. That one that we shave, that one that we make up, and praise God and say, hey, you know what? You could stand a little bit of improvement today. Amen. Allow God begin to help you. Man, we ought to be doing activities. Our activities ought to be spiritual activities. Amen. Ought to be spiritual activities. Those that'll, you say, what are spiritual activities? Those that'll add to the infilling of the Holy Spirit. That'll encourage us. Activities, listening to good godly music, listening to good preaching, listening to praise God, people that want to get in a place with people who want to brag on the Lord. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised the people around, praise God, if you get the bragging on the Lord, they'll brag on the Lord with you. A lot of times people's just waiting on an opportunity. Amen? And you might be the very opportunity that gives them to brag on the Lord Jesus for the first time. And if you ever get to doing it, you'll get to liking it so much you can't quit. You start looking for that opening. Amen? And before long, Brother Zach, before long, all it does is say, boy, it's a pretty nice day today. And you're like, glory to God, this is the day the Lord hath made. I'm going to just rejoice and praise Him in it because He is so good. Amen? And they go out and they say, man, that guy's a nut. But then they get to thinking about, you know, it's just a pretty good day. And he said, the Lord made it. And, you know, the Lord don't make junk. So today's just going to be, it'll be just as good as I make it to be because God made it. He don't make junk. I think I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to just fall into that old preacher. And I'm just going to say, well, glory to God, hallelujah to the good God of the day. Amen. It's contagious. Praise the Lord, it's contagious. Amen. But we just start doing it. It's an attitude toward the Holy Spirit. Allowing, realizing that He lives in us. Amen. And wherever you go, there He is. I think that's why the Lord's always present in this place. Amen. He's always present here. We can always feel His presence in this place. Everybody that comes, everybody that visits, all the preachers that have come preach for us, the singers. They said, you can just feel the Spirit of God here. You know why? Because we welcome Him. We want Him here. Praise God. We give God the glory for sending us His Spirit. Jesus said, I'll pray the Father. When He was going out here, He said, I'll pray the Father, and He'll send you another comforter, a consoler, one like me. But He'll be different from me because He'll be able to be with you where you are. Amen. Praise God. You ever think some of them times when you're way down in the bottom of a pit, feel like the old devil, one more kick of dirt and he's going to have you buried and gone out of sight? But then about that time, the Holy Spirit of God moves upon you and you think, Lord, you say, Lord Jesus, I'm just about as low as a worm's belly. And Lord, I need some help. And boy, there's just something that swells up inside you. It's like the dear Lord Jesus just reaches down with that mighty outstretched arm and pulls you unto Himself. Amen. Reaches down way further than you can reach up and just gets a hold of you and just pulls you up into Himself. Loves you up into His bosom. Amen. Pets on you and cleans you up. Lets you know how much He loves you. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. And boy, you get the feeling down in your soul, praise God, so good. You just can't help it. You just get to praising God, giving glory, and you can't help it, and you don't care. Amen. It don't bother you if people see you. Amen. Praise God. You just praise the Lord. Why? Because your attitude toward the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit's real. And He's wanting to help us today. Every one of us, if we'll let Him. But we got to be mindful too. He's tender. Amen. The Holy Spirit is tender. And He can be resisted. He can be insulted. He can be grieved. And He can be quenched. But boy, I tell you what, I'd rather have a feeling of Him. Just have Him feel in my soul, praise God, day by day. A little more every day. Amen. Praise God. To one of these days, I just get so full, I can't contain it no more. Boom! I just go on out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. What a day that'd be. Just get so full. Be like old Enoch. He said he was walking with God that day and was not, for God took him. Amen. He said, Enoch, you're just such a blessing to me today. You ain't going to go back to your house today. You're just going to go home with me. Amen. Wouldn't it be something? Amen. It can happen if we just allow the Holy Spirit just to be real in our lives. Just listen to Him. Let Him speak to our hearts as we read and study the Word of God. We pray and we talk to Him. We seek His face. Oh, the Bible says now we see through a glass darkly. But one day, face to face, we'll see our dear Lord and Savior. And boy, what a day that'll be. I'm looking forward to that day. That will be a glorious day. Amen. It'll be a glorious day for me. It'll be a glorious day for you. And it'll be a glorious day for our Savior. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine one day when He ushers us all in? Praise God, around the throne of grace. And He said, here they are, Father. All that You give me. He said, I've not lost a one. He said, you can count them if you want to. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, all those born again will be there. Praise God, in the presence of our Lord. What a day that'll be. Amen. Praise God. Stand with me tonight. I hope we've said something to encourage your heart, something you can take home with you. Praise God. Just be mindful of the Spirit of God all the days of your life and let Him speak to your heart. Okay? Amen.